o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. When's the last time we started an hour on the hour? I think we had one last
when
week.
When Jesse and I were hosting a couple weeks ago.
That's false. That's a lie.
9 a.m. starts pretty on time every day.
Not that one day. Except for that one time when you were sick.
I thought you were talking about the day my car broke down, because that was also a fun day.
Super fun. What is fun is, what do we call the show you do at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse nowadays?
The Barry Alvarez Show.
Okay. What did we used to call it?
Well, it used to be at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, and we called it the Great Dane Huddle.
But we called it a huddle.
Yeah.
Right? And now, top billing goes to the iconic Barry Alvarez. And I'm not saying that I don't enjoy Tarek and Derek. They are institutions, much like old boy here. But with Barry Alvarez, I have to admit, and I wonder if there's anyone at 1440 Monroe Street that thinks the same way. Boy, I wonder what Barry said this week. It must be what Mike McCarthy felt when Rodgers was doing the show with us, or what Matt LaFleur felt every Tuesday when Rodgers would go on McAfee. Because I am always curious, what did Barry say to Jesse and the guys at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Now, Jesse, I know he said a lot. Do you have some greatest hits from last night that you'd like to play for us today?
I sure do. There are two clips in particular that I wanted to share with you guys today. So the coach did say a lot of exciting conversation last night. It was kind of funny because we did, I filled in hosting the post-game show on Saturday at Monk's in Middleton, which is right across the street from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So on Saturday, I was saying, I'm going to be over there on Monday. Can't wait to see what the coach says. And last night, I was just over there on Saturday taking calls from fans, and they're irate with Luke Fickell and all the things we talked about yesterday. So it was kind of fun having those shared experiences, you know, right across the block from each other. So last night, a couple of questions we asked of Barry, and there was a really fun show. One of my favorite shows I've ever hosted last night in my career.
Wow.
Talking about the Alabama game, Matt LaPay joined us for an entire segment conversation. It was really awesome. He was on site with us and then looked ahead to the Maryland game. I highly recommend you find it on the podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app or the full show on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. It was a really fun show last night. So first, I want to play for you what Coach Alvarez said about the competitiveness from the game on Saturday, which was one of the big critiques from fans that the game was not very competitive throughout. So here is what Barry said on that last night.
I really felt we would go there and really be competitive with them. I thought we could match up. I thought we'd be as physical as them. I thought our skilled people would match up. It's a tough place to play, but we've been through that before. We've played good teams. We've played well on the road. This is an experienced program. So I was surprised that we didn't compete better against them in the game. I said that last week. I thought it would really be a competitive game.
Boy, I love – he was trying to find the nicest way to say that. Long pause. I was surprised that we weren't more competitive. That's as harsh as he wanted to be, or as harsh as he felt comfortable being. For a guy who thought the Badgers were going to be favored, that he did not expect them to perform in that manner. I'll leave it at that. Am I reading that right,
yeah,
Jesse?
I think that sums it up, right?
I think that's pretty spot on. Yeah, I think I genuinely believe, like all on air, off air, I genuinely believe he thought we were going to go there and be competitive with Alabama, that we were going to be able to run the football. And like that's, you know, the blueprint that he established back in the 90s was run the football, make it a four-quarter game. You might not win the game, but you can control certain components of it and make the other
Jesse,
team
quick
work.
Quick question for you. Quick question, because this is not 1995 plus. Like, that's just not. It's a different era. Do you think he felt that way, or do you think he thought our defense would be good enough to keep us in this game and maybe not win, but keep it tight, and then you never know what happens? Because for me, being around it, I felt like offensively it was going to be tough sledding.
I
said that last week. Mm-hmm. I said that during our pregame. I said it postgame. I'll say it today. I think our defense is in a much better spot. What I didn't account for was old Ty Simpson looking like Richard Todd and Joe Namath and everybody else, and that receiving core running rampant through our secondary.
Yeah.
That I didn't expect, and we didn't put as much pressure on them. I was not surprised that we struggled offensively. I wasn't. But defensively, I thought we were not as good defensively as I thought we'd be, and that's why the game got away from us. You can say the mistakes and everything else, the penalties, that's all fair. But I really felt like defensively we'd be in a better spot, and that's I don't know if that's how Barry felt, but that's from my point of view. That's where I thought was a little bit disappointed.
I thought they would run the football more effectively, or at least try to run the football more effectively.
I agree with that as well.
With this, you know, there's three really good running backs, I think, that we all think they have. And they all kind of bring something different.
Guys, here's the deal. And it's I know this is not where we want to go, but we have a center that was unable to practice much, and I give Renfro a ton of credit. He gutted it out.
Agreed.
He's beat up. Mm-hmm. And you looked at the right side of our line, that's their second start together. Different spots. Right. It's a big ask. And you're talking, we struggled to run the football against Middle Tennessee and against Miami, Ohio.
Right.
And you think we're going to go down to Tuscaloosa and run for 200 yards? Like, what world are you living in?
Tuscablankaloosa? Yeah.
That's obviously the formula in the past that we've had, and that has been a winning formula. But to expect going down there to do that, I don't think Wisconsin felt like they were going to be able to do that.
So my question is this: I agree, and I was about to say before you beat me to the punch, they do have good running backs. I think you would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think they're really excited about their running back group. But they have to have holes to run through, and they are dealing with a lot on their offensive line. That is part of the problem. This is a major part of the problem. The only question that I have is that more so than running back, I've always looked at Wisconsin as offensive line you, right? I mean,
tight end you.
Yeah, but the number of offensive linemen, and most of them homegrown, that Wisconsin has churned out, there's been a ton of them in the NFL. Now, not all of them have had great NFL careers, but there is a ton of them that have made it to the NFL. And the only critique I would have is to say that as they move forward, that is one. And look, you do not exist anymore. The in-state walk-on guy who develops and then by his fourth or fifth season is a really, really good starter. They're not going to have those anymore because of the world we now live in. I get that.
Correct.
But, man, oh, man, Wisconsin has to have deep, good offensive linemen. It's the one thing we grow around here as well as we grow our various crops. And that is the one thing they have to have. And when you don't, you can't be running back you or tight end you or any of the other yous because you're not offensive line you. That would be my critique, and I don't think it's unfair.
Right. Jesse, what's the other quote you found super interesting from Barry Alvarez on the Barry Alvarez show last
night? I asked him last night. He was the director of athletics when Wisconsin scheduled the home-and-home series with Alabama. I think it was close to like a decade ago they got this on the calendar. So I asked him, how did you feel now compared to when you scheduled the games? That was a pretty good question. I spent a lot of time thinking how to ask that question.
You do say so yourself.
Pretty good. So here is what he said.
Well, you don't want to lose the games, particularly like we lost that game. But you have to find out where you are. Where is your program? We found that out Saturday. We've got a long way to go.
Yep.
I would have liked to play them a few years ago, you know. But we're not there right now. So it's a measuring stick. I'm glad we played them. It's a good experience for our players. They won't play a better team this year. Maybe Ohio State. Maybe. But they're not going to be overwhelmed by anyone now. And should be a great experience, particularly for the young guys. So I'm glad I scheduled that. I was glad I was able to get Nick to do that when we did it.
Nick, of course, Nick Saban, who he's referring to.
What is
there.
That? Is that a pen in his hand? That is, or is that like one of those little things for a phone?
Here, let me put this up here. So I just want to make sure no one hears it over the stream. That is the straw for his beverage.
Oh, it looks like a pen. I thought he was like writing out notes.
See, he's got the little, he's got his cup with his beverage right there. That's his pen, or that's his straw that he's got in his hand there. He's kind of holding like a pen.
Straw.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'll say this. I do think you need these games on your schedule. You'd prefer, obviously, to play better. But in today's landscape where you're playing 9 Big Ten teams and you're not playing just the Big Ten West, I do wonder how many of these we will see moving forward until things are kind of squared away. Because, yeah, Alabama's a good football team, no doubt. Oregon would like to have a word with Barry.
I was just going to say that.
Ohio State. So you do, I think, you know, player-wise, you wanted to have a different result, obviously, but you come to Wisconsin to play in those big-time games. You know, somebody asked me, Matt asked me, you remember your first start? And I want to say it was versus Murray State, but I don't remember. I certainly remember getting beat by Michigan at home and then whooping the heck out of Ohio State down in Columbus and beating Iowa and beating Minnesota. You remember games like that. Those are the games that it is a barometer to see where you're at. And obviously, as Barry just mentioned, Wisconsin has a lot of room to grow, I guess is the nice way to put it.
Jesse, were there any other questions that you didn't feel good about, whether the way you phrased them or the way they were received?
And were you very rational? Were you at all, you know, antagonistic or negative, or have you stuck with what you said you would?
I'll say this. Everybody is on the same page that this weekend's game against Maryland is a big barometer game. Opening up Big Ten play, bouncing back from the loss at Alabama, this weekend is going to be a big one. The way at the end of the show, we went long with Matt LaPay. We went long talking about Alabama. We were so out of time. I was trying to
clock management.
You want to talk about a show that struggles with clock management? Barry Alvarez show 6 to 7 on Mondays.
Everything he knows.
So I set up. We just had a couple of minutes at the end, so I wanted to say, what do we think of the Maryland game this week? And the way I phrased it was, you know, Maryland's coming to Camp Randall. They're not very good. What do we expect from this?
And I bet the old ball coach got after you a little bit.
Right away he said, well, I don't like the sound of that. I don't like the way he said that. And proceeded to say, you know, they're Big Ten. You know, he gave me, they're on scholarship too. You know, you can do the voice. I'll stay away from that. But he did talk about, like, this is a Big Ten team. They, you know, have won some games. They've got a decent quarterback. Like, don't take them for granted. If you come into this game trying to bounce back from Alabama saying that, well, at least we're playing a team that's not very good at home, that's where you get complacent. That's where throughout practice this week you may not have the intensity you need to show, and that's where preparation doesn't meet what you need on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. So I thought that was an interesting insight from the coach, too. He talked about, like, you know, the coaches got to bring it this week. You meet on Sunday, you kind of sit down and check the film, and you got to kind of bring all the coaches back up and say, okay, we got beat. But you got to come in, you got to, you know, keep your head high at practice. You got to make sure you're like bringing the intensity this week and not down in the dumps on how that game went on Saturday, because you got to bring it for Maryland on this coming week.
You kind of got a polluted mindset from him. That's what you got.
I mean, I just thought, you know, confidence, don't flinch. And then he said, oh, that's actually flinching. I'm like, oh, well, I don't think I understand what Barry's definition of flinching is.
They're not very good. I don't think you're supposed to ever say that about your opponent. Because, by the way, I'm not saying Maryland is looking at Wisconsin going, they're not very good. But right now, at the moment, it doesn't feel like you can say that about it.
I think Maryland at their practice or their version of the Barry Alvarez show, whoever that would be, they might be saying, we've got a chance to win this game on the road at Camp Randall this week. Yeah, I think they might be saying that.
Mm, yeah, they very well
could riding be. High after that big win over Towson on Saturday. Good for the Terps.
Indeed. All right, we need to play trivia. Jesse? It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Do we believe that these questions are going to have a winner's mentality or a polluted mindset?
Only winner. Only winning mentality the rest of the way. Yeah.
So what caller would you like to be the winner that gets the opportunity?
Wisconsin has kind of fluctuated on the sports book what their odds are to beat Maryland. I've seen around 9-point favorites. So let's go caller 9.
Caller 9. Right now, caller 9. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 9 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Want to remind you that when you win, if you're going to your favorite sports book, and the Badgers do cover that point spread, well, you can take your winnings and deposit them in your account at Associated Bank and know you'll be getting the best customer service in the industry because they've got the awards to prove it. Whether it's early pay, which allows you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring so you know where your credit is if you've got a big purchase you'd like to make, or it's fraud protection to make sure you're covered when those nasty fellas try to take your personal information and your cash, Associated Bank's got you covered. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
And then we'll get to Whoa Nelly and then wrap things up. But first, presented by Cousin Subs, it's Wilde and Tausch Trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
A return engagement, which means that this guy, that guy, must not have won the gift card on Friday. It is Jeff in Janesville. Jeff, come on. How are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Question number one is this. In three games this season, Wisconsin wide receiver Vinny Anthony is the only player in FBS college football this season to do which of these things? Score a rushing, receiving, and special teams touchdown. Score an offensive and defensive touchdown. Or join the jump around with Jim Rutledge and Pablo Iglesias. New episodes Thursdays on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. And also hug Jocko after scoring a touchdown?
The first one.
Indeed. Yeah, the hugging Jocko was my personal favorite. I'm not sure if I've seen that.
That made the broadcast, by the way. I made sure to add that in as Jocko.
That's good.
Jocko was down there.
And Jocko right. didn't even initiate it.
No, it was all Vinny.
Yeah.
It was all Vinny. All right, Wisconsin has played four football games against Maryland in program history, all since 2014. What is the Badgers' record against the Terrapins? Is it 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0?
4-0.
Yes, sir.
Never lost.
Jeff, question three. Which of these former Badgers recorded his first career interception this weekend in week two of the NFL season? Was it Keanu Benton, Nick Herbig, or Isaiah Loudermilk?
You keep giving me these Keanu Benton ones, and he's from JVL like me, but I can't go with him. I didn't get to watch much of the game because, like you, Jason, I was at the apple orchard, so
nice.
We'll go with B. I got a 50-50 chance.
I love how supportive you are of Keanu Benton, even though you have now gotten two questions with a statement in it, and he was not the correct answer, so you didn't answer him. Well done. It is Nick Herbig is the correct answer. And, Jeff, you are 3-for-3, which means you have four entries into Friday's drawing, which did you have four the last time and you still didn't win, or did you have fewer?
No, I had three, but I think Tausch took one away from me, so.
Yeah, I've heard he does that sort of thing. He likes to give out extras. He likes to revoke them. Jeff.
I can understand that.
Well, you've got one more poker chip in the cheese fry helmet. Good luck, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. Love you guys.
And Jeff, or whoever ends up winning our trivia drawing on Friday, will get a gift card from Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Cousin Subs. We at Wilde and Tausch believe in better as well, but we still do Whoa Nelly anyway, and it's next.
Rude.
So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Though it may have been to describe Whoa Nelly the way I did, I do enjoy it, and it's time for it now.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Especially rude today, because never have I ever done so much preparation for Whoa Nelly.
By the way, I want to thank you for coming and showing up for work today. Because,
why is that?
Because on a school night, Jesse went on a little road trip.
No, I went on a road trip on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Saturday night was our
false
road trip.
False advertising on your social media channels.
I didn't go
channels,
after the Barry Alvarez. That would have been reckless last night.
Seems a little misleading then what I got from you. Go ahead.
I texted you guys Saturday night. I don't know what more you want from me here. I went to Hard Rock Casino Rockford spontaneously on Saturday evening. Because old
Bradshaw?
No Bradshaw, just to go have a little fun. It's a short drive, just down I-90. You
I've
know
heard that.
Yep. Less than an hour to get there. So we did make a pit stop, so it was more than an hour to get there, but we had
quick trip
fun along the way. So Tausch was asking last week for some updates on, you know, feeling pretty good about these wagers that we put in back in June for the Green Bay Packers. So I do have some updates. I did a little research for us here.
Ooh.
On June 18th, we placed a wager at plus 260 for the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North.
Oh, do I feel good about that.
Plus 260. As of Saturday evening at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, the Packers' odds to win the NFC North, minus 155.
Wow! That's a swing.
Yeah.
And that was only after really two games for the Packers and one game for the rest of the division, because Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago hadn't played on Sunday yet at that point.
So if you plunked down $100, you would win $260 based on your bet when they win the division. Now if I plunk down $100, I win $55?
You would not win. Yeah, you would win $55. Yeah. Net positive would be 55. So yes. Wow. Yeah. Big swing for the Packers at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford to win the NFC North.
Huge!
Season win total on June 18th at minus 110, we took the Packers over 9.5 wins. Probably the easiest of the three wagers Tausch and I put in. Minus 110. Currently, the Packers' season win total, if you wanted to bet it at Hard Rock Casino Rockford,
11.5.
Minus 135 if you want to take over 11.5 wins.
Wow.
So the projected win total has gone up by two full games just after the first two here, and the addition of Micah Parsons, of course.
You got in when the getting was good.
We sure did. Last one for you. Super Bowl 60 winner. We did not wager this one at Hard Rock Casino. We took Jordan Love for MVP, which I did not look up the MVP odds.
You were there and you didn't do that?
Yeah, right. I forgot to look up the... I was just all excited about the team thing. I was like, wow, this is some good research I'm getting here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the Green Bay Packers... odds to win the Super Bowl, plus 650, which are tied for the second best odds in all of the National Football League. The Bills are plus 550. And again, this was as of Saturday night. The Bills were plus 550. The Ravens and Packers plus 650. The defending champions, Nuthoak Philadelphia Eagles, plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. So this went from on June 18th, where they were projected with the second or third highest win total in the NFC North, to having the best odds of any NFC team to win the Super Bowl, and the second best odds in all of the NFL to win the Super Bowl after 2 weeks of the season.
The Parsons effect.
He's not only lifted his fellow teammates, he's lifted Tausch and Jesse's bets at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
I would bet it was closer to probably 1,500, plus 1,500 when we were there, if my memory serves me. I still am curious on that Milwaukee Brewers to the World Series and the Packers get to the Super Bowl, what that looks like. I've heard differing reports. I think you said it was a plus 1,800, which is still good.
Yes.
But parlay.
So the MLB futures were taken off the board at Hard Rock for the night because games were in action and the Brewers had their clinching scenario, and I think that impacted some of the odds. So those were off the board, so I could not check the Brewers-Packers parlay to win championships at Hard Rock on Saturday night. But...
Jordan Love is down to plus 800. The thing I'm worried about with that for MVP, I think we probably were in there at like plus 1600 something. It's almost double.
Our Jordan Love MVP odds were plus 2500 on June 18th.
Baby. All right, feel really good about that. the thing I'm worried about is I think Micah Parsons is going to probably be in the mix for that too. He's going to be in the MVP? Yeah. Yep. He could take away some of the Jordan Love vote.
Yep.
So, we'll see.
So, wait. So, you don't think... hold on. You don't think Micah Parsons is going to win the NFL MVP. Going to draw votes away from Jordan Love's chances?
Hold up. I would say this. If Micah Parsons stays healthy and he breaks that sack record or gets close to it, and this defense is the number one defense in the league, I think he could win MVP, yes. If the Green Bay Packers are the one seed and go, let's say they go 15-2, which does not sound crazy to me, not even a little bit. If they're 14-3, 15-2, one seed, best seed, or the best record in all of football, and it's defensive driven, and he has 20 sacks plus, you don't think? What?
So, no, I'm not laughing.
He's got
you.
Two.
Joshy in real time is sending us information about lines, and sure. I gotta say, if you're right about Micah Parsons, his MVP odds right now are plus 30,000 per Josh DiMaggio. So you bet $100, you win $30,000 if he
wins the MVP. I'm not
going
to lie to you.
If
you get down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford,
just
it's
a short,
crazy.
It's a short drive.
Yeah. Also, thank you to Edward, who points out that if the Packers are minus 155, it means I have to wager 155 to win 100.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't know that. Yeah. We will wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Do I wish you good luck on your first pitch tonight? Good luck.
Sure. Yeah, I hope you wish me good luck. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're great at something, you don't need luck. You've got talent.
I'm not great at this by any stretch. No, this is a. I would say this is a coin toss situation. It's either going to be good, or I think at worst it'll be. I'll leave it a little bit short. That's. I think those are your two possibilities of what happens tonight.
Okay.
I'll take that right there. Whoever just threw that one,
that was the Olympic gold medalist, Matt Hamilton, fellow athlete.
Yeah.
Like you.
I would take what Matt just threw there. I would take that and be more than happy with it.
Okay.
And he went from the mound. Now look at, he's from the mound. He's going into, looks like some type of windup. What is he digging in his pocket for beforehand?
And probably a gold medal.
Okay. Look at that. The leg kick and everything.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, high and outside, but I think we'd take that right now.
All right, so right now your goal is not to...
Do I try to snap a curveball off just to go, really big?
No, don't.
Why not? Because if that fails, you're kind of like, all right, I tried to throw a curveball.
Yeah,
like
but
a big old 9-12
everyone in the stands
spinner.
Isn't going, boy, that pitch sucked. I assume he was trying to throw a curveball. They're just thinking that pitch sucked.
Probably.
Hey, Ricky, give him the heater.
Yeah,
as Lou Brown would say. All right, that's it for us today. We wish Tausch good luck tonight. We look forward to full video coverage tomorrow with Brian Bulaga, who can break down that film along with the Packers film. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.